And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And again, thank you to Brian Ayers, Dynamic Solutions, The Flying Brian Show. He had some really great guests on success. And actually, someone in the auto industry that is very calm in their sales approach. I haven't seen that ever, but that's really cool. Anyway, so the debut show, I guess, do we call it the debut show because you had
first
one?
Official.
The first official show, Mind Your Body, fitness guru, Journey Reeves. Journey, how are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yes, and did you hear the first part of the show
driving up?
I was
listening to your linguistic.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to call you the Master Linguini.
Yeah, okay? I love Linguini, actually, or Angel Hair Pasta. Anyway, this is great because you are the fitness guru, and I am very impressed. And the reason I'm impressed because you seem to cover all aspects of fitness, mind, body, soul. I mean, and your knowledge is amazing. I was just in awe last week when you were talking all this stuff. I go, how do you know that stuff? I couldn't believe it.
I've always been a big reader. Ah. And you know, when you're interested and fascinated with something, you want to learn more. And I'm just a lifetime student of it. So I'm still learning. I still, you know, I always want something new. I always want as much information as I possibly can. You know, I'm responsible for people's lives. I'm responsible for people's health and well-being. It makes sense that I would want to, you know what I'm talking about. There's enough people out there that are blabbing their mouth around and really are just kind of regurgitating information that they didn't check and get backed up, that kind of stuff. So thank you. I really work hard at it.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's no question about it. In fact, maybe we could talk a little bit about that since this is the official debut show of Mind Your Body. And I really think there is a difference. Like, there's differences in, let's say, life coaches. And today, in today's time with the economy the way it is, people lose their job, and a lot of times they become a life coach. So they lost their job, and now they're coaching people on how to find a job. So the thing is there's some good ones, and there's some maybe others, we'll call them, in a different category. But that's what I think in fitness and health and well-being, I think it's the same thing. You have certain trainers and people in that industry, you know, well-being and training and those type of things. And some may not have a whole lot of training themselves, and someone like you are off the charts. Why don't you describe that? Because that's a good foundation to start with so people know who you are.
Yeah, you know, I've said for a long time that my industry does not attract rocket scientists across the board. I mean, there's so many people that I love and respect in this field, and they're so knowledgeable and they're so passionate about it. But the reality is that anyone can call themselves a nutritionist. Anyone can call themselves a personal trainer. The consumer needs to be aware, so buyer beware, because you really have to ask your questions. And in fact, one of the articles on my website talks about you get what you pay for, because, you know, somebody can take an online course for a weekend, take a test, and call themselves a personal trainer. They don't ever have to have even touched somebody before. So when you are looking for a fitness professional, you want to ask some pretty significant questions. What's your background? What's your experience? Do you have a degree? You know, that's sort of the first thing. Do you have an advanced degree? There's a lot of people walking around that have master's degree and a lot of advanced, you know, education. You also kind of want to ask about their philosophy and their opinion on certain things and make sure it matches up with you as well, because someone can know everything there is to know about fitness, but if their bedside manner isn't that great, you know, I teach at Grand Canyon University, and one of the things I talk to the kids about is, you know, bedside manner. Your knowledge and your skills get you hired, and your bedside manner will get you fired. So you got to be, you know, not only do you have to be knowledgeable, you have to be a people person. You have to really enjoy people. And you know, if I could, you know, clone the people that I know that are amazing and wonderful in this business, I would. But unfortunately, you have to ask good questions. You have to know what you're looking for.
You know, that's a really good point, because it's not apparent, I don't think, from the layperson's standpoint. Even like with CPAs, I'm a CPA, and, you know, there's EAs, there's accountants, bookkeepers, but there is a major difference. So it is important to understand when you pick a professional, you know, the credentials, like you said, and also the bedside manner. And part of the bedside manner, I think, is your service approach. And And I think it boils down to, from knowing you for a little while now, is the beliefs, your passion, and the passion to help people. It's not about the money. I mean, sure, you should always be fairly compensated, but if that's your number one value in life, you're not going to go far. It's short-lived.
You're not going to stay in fitness very long.
Yeah, but if you're going to be passionate about what you love and how you and you're really thriving and driving to help other people enhance the quality of their life, that is unique. That I'd be really interested in, and that is noticeable.
Yeah, you know, I truly believe I'm doing what God put me on this earth to do. I've never deviated from it. I've been fascinated with the human body since I was 14 years old, working in an athletic training office in high school. You know, I've never pulled away from it. There's been times where I felt like I was banging a head against my wall and gotten frustrated and had, you know, difficulty trying to make ends meet doing what I do, but you know, I just couldn't leave it. I can't leave it. I love it. I love, you know, it's like golf. You know, you can have 10 horrible shots, and then you got that one good one, right? You had that one person that you got to help and really change their life and turn things around. And, you know, that's why I do it. It's because the people that I can change their lives, and I've been doing it long enough now that I've helped a lot of people.
You know, in fact, that's probably a good question to ask if people are looking for a trainer or someone in that area, nutrition, health, and well-being. Is, you know, what's their passion? And just don't listen to the words, but watch their nonverbal, how they light up or not. And
absolutely.
When you talk about that, it just comes out of you. It's just like you know why you're here on earth. And if you get that type of response, you're probably in good hands.
Yes, and you can't fake it. You can't fake that. I mean, number one, they're looking you in the eye when they're talking.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, when you're sitting down, if we were to use an example of your meeting with somebody and you want some help, you want a personal trainer, you want a nutritionist, you want someone, you've finally gotten to that place where you've made that decision and you're sitting down and you're talking to them, you know, if they're looking down or they seem distracted or they're checking their phone or they're not 100% tuned into you and what your needs are and they aren't asking you questions, they're doing all of the talking, that's a huge red flag. And you don't feel bad about standing up and saying, you know what, thank you very much for your time, and you go to the next person and interview them just like you would an employee. You're going to pay them money. It behooves you to really have a good feel for what you're paying for.
I totally agree. And, of course, you know, there's various gyms. I won't mention any names of gyms or spas, whatever you want to call it. However, you know, my experience with that, it's like a car sales. In fact, it's even more pressure. And if you feel that pressure, there's no reason to. I mean, because
absolutely,
and so that's a clue too. If you're going to be pressured, and they say if you sign up now, we only have the offer right now, and you get 29 steak knives if you sign up right now, and
run,
and if you leave, the offer is off the table. People don't have to treat people that way.
Absolutely not, and
it's craziness.
And they should be willing to sit down with you for free. They should, you know, you should be able to get that consultation and talk to somebody for free. I, you know, that should not be something where it's like going to be a $50 charge to come talk to me. That's another thing. But yeah, if you feel uncomfortable, if they make you feel pressure, and I say that in my article, it's called You Get What You Pay For.
Uh-huh.
And it talks about that. And if, you know, these people, to their defense, you know, in their defense, their bosses are telling them to do that, right? They're probably new in the business.
It's part of the corporate environment.
Yeah,
I suspect,
absolutely, yeah. Because they have to make a bottom line. And I've worked in that situation for years and years and years, and I understand. But you know what? Even then, I just never applied pressure. You know,
there's no reason. Good service sells, not high pressure.
Absolutely, absolutely, and they'll come back. You know, here's the thing is, you know, one of the places that I worked at, which shall remain nameless, they really pushed you to get 3 months up front. Okay, 3 months of training up front. Well, what if they hate my guts? What if it doesn't work out? Then what? You know, now we're just going to ship them off to another trainer? That's not what they signed up for. So I always said, look, it's try a week. See how you like it. If you like the workout, they'll come back.
Yeah.
They'll come back.
Yeah.
Same with the diet. If I design your diet and you can't, and I'm so, you know, inconsistent or unavailable or whatever it is, then no, you know, no harm, no foul. Move on. Find somebody who fits better.
I totally agree. And why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion with Journey Rees, the fitness guru, I'm going to say, of Arizona. Maybe we'll say the nation. Or do you just want Arizona for now on?
You know what? Let's think big. Let's go worldwide.
The nation. Okay. Worldwide, universal. And we'll be right back with her very special guest. I'm excited to talk to this young lady as well, and we'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is the official debut show of Mind Your Body, starring fitness guru Journey Rees. You've been on a great journey, and now I'm going to go on a journey with you because I'm excited every month. The first Monday of every month from 3 to 4, we have a special time today. We started at 2:30. But typically 3 to 4 every first Monday. How exciting is that?
I think that's perfect, don't you think? Everybody starts their diets on Monday. Everybody wakes up on Monday morning going, this is going to be different. This is my week, right? So what a great way for me to be able to help people stay with that. You know, just keep tuning in and listening to what we have to say, because I'm going to bring lots of cool people on my show.
Like this young lady over here with a beautiful smile. Why don't you introduce our mystery guest?
Okay, awesome. Well, first thing that people need to understand about me is that I have amazing friends. They're beautiful on the outside, but they're also beautiful on the inside. And I brought one of them down today, and her name is Michelle Peterson. She is a raw vegan chef. And before everybody gets scared and turns the radio to the other dial, let me just tell you that this girl makes food that my 10-year-old son loves. And we love going over to her house and hanging out with her and watching her work her magic with her food processor and her blender. So welcome, Michelle, to the show.
Thank you for having me. This is going to be so fun.
I'm excited because she's my girlfriend too. Yeah. So we get to sit here and shoot the breeze for a while too.
So we're just going to pretend like you're not here, right?
I know. I love girl talk. I can't wait. Tom's going to be excited too. Whatever you want to say, that is allowable. Okay, so
you don't have any problem with me bringing hot chicks down to the studio?
Not at all. Are you
Isn't
kidding
she
me?
Beautiful?
I may move into the studio if it continues like this. So, and Tom, you're pretty okay with it too.
He's not having a problem.
No, not at all. Yeah, this is great. So, why don't you describe a little bit about Michelle? what that means to be a raw vegan chef? That is a term I haven't heard before. I learned it first time on your website earlier today. In fact, why don't we give your website out so people can, if they're near their computer, they can listen and read about you as we're talking.
Okay. My website is www.rawteacher.com/ M. Peterson, 1105.
Nice.
Okay. And that's Peterson, O-N.
Yes, O-N. A lot of people get that confused with E-N, you know, or two T's, and it's like, no, it's O-N.
So say that again, just in case people
so
don't get that.
So it's www.rawteacher.com/M. Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, 1105.
Nice. .com.
And then it gets right to her page.
Gets you right to my page. And then there's some other links that you can go on to as well to learn more about the raw food diet.
So how do you describe that? Then a raw vegan chef. What does that mean? What do you do? And how is this going to be helpful to people?
Okay. Nothing is cooked at all. Everything is dehydrated. A lot of raw chefs would say, you know, nothing prepared over 112 degrees, 113, 115, or 118. But the tops is 118 degrees. Everything is prepared with less temperature so that it keeps it raw, keeps the enzymes live, and it's very healthy for you, and your body recognizes all of the food that you put into your body. So, therefore, it's all fruits, nuts, grains and seeds, you know, and you prepare meals around those products only. And you can do it completely raw with no heat prepared whatsoever to it, or you can put it in a machine that we call, it's my oven, it's a dehydrator. And there's different types that you can buy, there's different prices and stuff, but the true thing is just everything that you are preparing, it's all raw and it's live. And your body recognizes it, so therefore it will digest. It'll get you from A to B so quick, and it's just a very, very healthy diet that a person can be on.
It's the healthiest way. I mean, if you're going to reverse heart disease, if somebody's got heart disease, this is pretty much. Dean Ornish for a while was huge on this, and then basically what they did is they made it really gourmet. Like, people go, oh, I'd never do that. Are you kidding me? This stuff is good. Now, I don't eat a purely raw vegan diet, okay? But what I did was I incorporated some of Michelle's foods that were my favorite into my diet, and it substituted out all the garbagey stuff that I was reaching for when I didn't have time to cook. Because what the beauty of this is how easy it is to prepare. How fast you can – it's fast food. We were laughing about food the other day.
It's raw food, fast food.
Yeah. It's quick because it's just you know, fresh fruits and vegetables. And we're going to talk about this enzyme thing quite a bit. And the reason why the food isn't cooked is because when you cook food, you kill the enzymes that are the active live you know, actually living creatures that actually assist in digestion.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what the body is looking for. And that's why people get these carbohydrate cravings and these mood swings and these
crashes.
You know, crashes because the food that they're eating has no nutrient value. So the body's just looking for more food. Just looking for more food. And once you put the taste of sugar in your mouth, that's it. It's a slippery slope from there.
It's addictive. So. And we all, you know, we were born this way. We weren't born this way. We were raised this way to eat cooked foods. So therefore, it's addictive. And it's what we know. It's what our parents taught us. It's what our parents' parents taught them how to cook or to eat. And so they are raised with this kind of food. And so that's what your mind tells you, not so much your body. And therefore, that's why people, when they get done eating, they're like, oh, my goodness, there goes the button, there goes the zipper, and they are comatose. They have no energy. And it's because the food is staying with them. It's your body's organs are not working with the food because it's taken it a long time to break it down.
And then there's all there's the toxins on top of it, which the body has no use for. Now, remember, anytime you eat something that the body has no use for, there's only one thing to do with it, and that's to store it. Mm-hmm. And what does stored calories look like? That's your body fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh.
And the only place, Dave, and I don't know if you know this or not, but the only place where the body can store toxins long term is in the body fat. So body fat, not only is it not pretty, and a certain, you know, everybody needs a certain amount of fat. It's good. Fat's not our enemy.
There's good fats.
And you need a certain amount of fat on your body in order to exist healthfully. I mean, there's such thing as being too lean. However, anything over a certain amount of body fat on the body is carrying around you know, number one, it's tough on the bones and joints because you gotta carry it around with you. But also it's storing toxins, okay? So you're looking at somebody who's 50 pounds overweight. That's 50 pounds of excess garbage they're carrying around with them, mm-hmm. and that's dangerous and that's killing
and
them.
And it's toxic and...
It's toxic waste.
Cancer, you know, yeah. bad teeth. Everything results to cooked foods. And there's been studies after studies after studies. Now, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a fitness guru like my little bud over here. But I do know how to prepare meals, and I do know how to do it the healthy way. And I do know what's the best thing to put into your body. It all makes sense. A lot of people closes their eyes to it. They're like, you know, they think, oh, you know, celery, carrots, a salad. No, there's a lot more to it. There's chocolates that you can eat. There's that's raw, and it's not processed. It's not been cooked. Your body recognizes this chocolate. The chocolate comes from a cacao bean. The cacao bean is what all of your other factories, your Hershey's, your Three Musketeers, wherever these chocolate factories are, they get a hold of this cacao bean and they process it. They'll basically like stomp on it, you know, put heat to it, put other ingredients to it to where our body doesn't recognize it. Kind of adds more to it. But this here, the chocolate that I have, that you purchase and that I prepare is pure chocolate.
So good.
And you add...
My son is addicted.
The sweetener, it would be the agave, and it's got to be raw agave or dates. Dates is our natural sweetener, our nature sweetener. And that's what adds to the sweetness to give to this chocolate. And I'm a big, huge girl on chocolate. But the only chocolate I will eat is my cacao.
Wow, and of course, Valentine's Day is coming up in about a week from today.
She makes some seriously awesome turtles, just going to say.
Had caramel.
Some,
yeah, the caramel.
She makes caramel.
So I think we only have, about a minute, 2 minutes left. So in about a minute and a half or less, do you cook for people, or how does this work? Or do you, are you a consultant, or what?
What they can do. I do hold classes. Right now I'm doing every Sundays. 2 o'clock tends to work very well with my clients. So they come to my class, to my home, and I prepare these meals for them. They can place an order with me. I can prepare the meals for them. They come to my home, pick them up. Another area that they could do is I can do one-on-one consultations with them where I can go to their home. It's just easier for them to come to my home because I have all the equipment.
Well, that chocolate thing sounds good, especially for Valentine's Day. I think you should package that up and, sell it.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? That's guilt-free. That's the best part of it. I had, Michelle doesn't know this, but I had some turtles for breakfast the other morning. Turtles for breakfast, really? Yeah, because it's dates and cacao. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing unhealthy in it. And once you start eating this food, it fills you up. You are so satisfied afterwards that you don't want, you're done. There's no more sweet tooth. It's gone. You're on the way with the rest of your day. So I had 4 turtles for breakfast.
That's okay.
That is so cool. I hope you brought some turtles for me in here, but maybe not.
We will bring him next time.
Definitely. Or maybe we'll take a long break and we'll go get some right now. And you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the official debut show of Mind Your Body, starring Journey Reeves. We'll be right back.
You have found Arizona Station 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.